What are we doing?
I don't know, mate.
That kid is
superstar in the making. Like, the play's already gone, just please.
Just put your flag up.
Yeah, but what are you, mate?
I mean, I am a wanker.
You're listening to the Circling Rectangle Show, Australia's finest A-Leagues podcast.
Well, 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 we are back again, Jamie Brown, after what was an excellent regular show in the week, but we've got two preview shows about to be released. We've got our women's A-League show, well, not really show, it's just our women's A-League announcement coming up, and also, unfortunately, during the season there is a World Cup because FIFA have been corrupted, and it's now in the middle of fucking winter, in the middle of the season in the Middle East.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Are you saying corruption with FIFA? I don't believe it.
Oh, blasphemy.
I refuse to believe it. Not at all. That documentary.
Alleged corruption.
Yeah, alleged corruption. I don't believe it.
We've got two shows or two segments adding into the regular show. So this is what we're going to talk about right now. First up, we've got the A-League women's action kicking off this round. And there has been a long off season with a lot of transfers. So instead of going through every single one in this little segment show, what we're going to do is into the regular show. Obviously, we'll talk about the women's results, but we're also going to pick a women's team spotlight, and we're going to talk about a team every week, how they're going, and their best performances, their underwhelming performances, and stuff like that. Jamie?
Yeah, we'll shed a light on our Matildas that might be making a bolt for the national team, some of the younger girls, and you know, we'll touch on a bit of that as we sort of work towards the World Cup, but I'm excited. I know a lot of people would have been disappointed that we're losing the A-League men's competition, but what a time to start the women's. They've got basically the spotlight on them for four whole weeks to start their season. Get out there and watch them. Watch them on TV.
Absolutely.
Get out to the games. It's football. It's always good football because we talk about it all the time. Goals, goals, goals. And the women's
A-League is
always goals.
They are fiends for goals. They love a goal in the women's A-League. And they are also cracking goals. I believe last season there was a couple of women's goal of the weeks that were way better than the men. So get around the women's league. As Jamie said, there is four whole weeks of nothing but A-League women's action, and they kick off tomorrow night. Jamie Brown, who do we have in the first match?
So it all kicks off tomorrow, 3 p.m. Western United, the new team to the competition, at home to Melbourne Victory, the little pretend Melbourne derby down there. Melbourne Victory are the outsiders for this one, which is incredible because they are back-to-back champions. They are very strong, very solid. West United, new team put together. Chloe Legazzo's in that team, but Melbourne Victory are this. I think they could go for a three-peat. They've rejigged their squad. They only lost one real notable name in the off-season, which we'll touch on when we highlight them, but I don't know how West United are so short. This is a Melbourne Victory win for me, but we follow that up.
Hang on. Is everyone doing what they did with the men's competition, just putting Western United a lot higher than where they might end up? I mean, yes, granted, this is a brand new Western United team, so we don't really know how they're going to gel together or how well they're going to play together. But look, that's a tough ask. First match in the A-League women's history for Western United, and they're coming up against defending champions.
And this isn't close odds. This is,
trial by fire, Jamie.
Yeah, it's going to be. You know, Melbourne hasn't really changed much from their title-winning year. They got the same coach, they got the same goalkeeper, same striker, same midfield, good defense still. West United, $2.05 favorites ahead of Melbourne Victory, $3.25. I know Chloe Legazzo's there. I know she's very good. She's had injury problems, so she's going to take a while to get up to speed. I think Melbourne Victory is a really good chance of going back to back to back, so I can't understand how people are thinking West United. It's almost like the betting company just go, oh, West United, yeah, they're all right, right? Yeah, nah, Melbourne Victory aren't that good. And they've just completely fluffed this because this has Melbourne Victory winning all over it. And
maybe they're just like throwing money away. But look, we're not gambling people on this show, and we don't condone gambling. So, Jamie, stop bringing up odds because you're going to make me into a person I don't want to be.
It's on the stat sheet. I'm like, what the hell are they thinking? How are Melbourne Victory this long? Like, it's incredible.
You get free money. You get free money.
Basically, free money. Gamble responsibly if you want to. But
we say that, and we are known on this show to be semi-silly and watch Western United come out and win like 3-0, 4-0, something like that. Just absolutely blow Melbourne Victory out of the water. But we move on to the next game, Jamie Graham.
Which is Brisbane Roar at home. Same time kickoff, Perry Park in Queensland against the Newcastle Jets. Brisbane's been good. Katrina Gorry's back. Emily Gelnick isn't, which was a really big part of why they made the finals last year. But Brisbane just looked yet again a good squad. Newcastle have brought in a few decent signings. Same gaffer, same striker, but you know, they weren't great last year. They haven't made real big changes in their team. So this, I think Brisbane Roar is going to get the win here. And they're going to, again, probably a top four team for sure this year.
Yeah, mate. Look, I have to agree with you on that. Brisbane Roar, they like consistency in their squad, and they generally do play themselves some good football. As finalists from last year, I can see them doing, if not doing it again, getting awfully close. But Newcastle Jets struggled a little bit last year. I think they may struggle again this year. But as I said, we know nothing on this show, and we have been proven wrong many a time. But
I'm only right when it comes to Western United.
Yeah, 100%. Vindication. Moving on, Jamie.
Again, 3 o'clock on Sunday. This is really weird from Paramount to put all three games at a 3 o'clock kickoff, but it might have changed. This is just going by the website, so you can't really trust it. But it's Canberra United at MacKellar Park, the home of Canberra United, which should be an A-League team, men's team, against Perth Glory. You know, Canberra weren't great last year. They had the legend that is Michelle Heyman, Grace Maher in that squad, but they were sort of stripped from other teams around the league last year, with Paige Satchel leaving to Sydney and a few girls going down to Wellington. But Perth Glory, again, Susan Fonsong-Cam was probably their star last year, along with Hannah Lowry. They're both back, but they're going to have the same struggles that the men have, and going away from home is really tough for them. So I think Canberra's going to win this one again. And I think Canberra is going to be a lot stronger this year. They've recruited really well, which we'll touch on when we highlight them.
100% agree. Michelle Heyman, absolute legend of the A-League women's. Canberra United, Canberra's only team, which is a shame, because Canberra would absolutely get behind the men's team, but their women's team is what they've got, and they back it to the brick wall. They love the Canberra United A-League women's team, and as Jamie said, they will get the win on Sunday, and I think Perth Glory struggled last year. They're going to struggle again this year, unfortunately. They do. When they come themselves together, they play really good football on occasion.
Yeah,
it's just not consistent enough to guarantee them points every week. In absolute patches, some of the best football played in the women's team, in the women's game. But it's the consistency is key, and unfortunately Perth Glory just don't have it. As Jamie said, all three games kicking off at 3 p.m. We love a triple header. The next game, Jamie Brown, that you will be looking into, not because they're all at the same time, but next on the score sheet.
The next one, we go on to Sunday, 1 o'clock in New Zealand, Sky Stadium. Good venue for Wellington Phoenix women.
Hang on. Did you said they're all at the same time? That's 1 o'clock in New Zealand.
Yeah, but this is on Sunday.
Yeah.
This is on Sunday.
Silly goose.
Different day. But Wellington Phoenix at home to Melbourne City. I'd love to tell you the odds for this one. I'm looking at them and I'm really stunned. I'm actually not that stunned. Melbourne City are a phenomenal football team and they are very strong favourites. Wellington Phoenix, I think they're going to be better this year. They got a good manager that's come in. She seems to have the squad together. They got, you know, veterans in the right places, like in the back line, in the midfield, and in goals with Lily Oldfield, their captain. It's a tough ask going against Melbourne City to start your season. They're going to be right up there again this year. They had a sort of quiet year last year, but, you know, they're at home, I think, possibly for the first time in the women's
career. I don't think they did get a game home last year. I think first year jitters are over. They've got themselves a decent squad with a good manager. Wellington Phoenix will be a lot stronger this season. And look, again, tough ask coming up against a very good Melbourne City side. But at home in New Zealand, I'm thinking big things for Wellington.
Hopefully we see some shirts off in the Yellow Fever for the women's and not just the men's.
Good. Gosh, thought you were going to go somewhere off topic on that one, you silly goose. But
I want their women to be able to, you know, provide some enjoyment. I mean, their men's team end up losing that last one, but, you know, it's a Yellow Fever tradition.
You hope the crowd also then get their shirts off when their women's team is up in the 80th minute.
Obviously, that's what, you know, the Yellow Fever, the active support, but you're hoping that they can actually, especially against City, if they can get a win against City to start this season at $9 odds, it'd be huge for them. And, you know, their first game at home, so I'm hoping they get a massive crowd. I hope their fans really get around them. In a Wellington Phoenix or New Zealand football group on Facebook, and they are pumped for this season. They have high hopes for their team. They've lost a couple of key players, but they've recruited so good, and not young girls. Like last year, they were probably easily the youngest team in the competition. They've gotten a lot older. I think they're 2 or 3 years older on average. So I'm hoping that that'll, you know, provide a bit more experience, and they'll be able to push a bit harder. And hopefully, they take it to Melbourne City. But it's going to be a tough ask.
It is a tough ask, but we are known to have some upsets here on the Circle and Rectangle Show. But we go into the final game,
which is Adelaide at home to Sydney FC. Two teams that will play finals football this year. I have no doubt about that. 100%. Sydney FC, sort of strong favourites in this one. As an FC fan, I'm hesitant on this. We lost some pretty good players in the offseason, and we're probably going to lose another massive player for the club in Courtney Vine come January. She is too good to stay in the Women's League. As much as you want to keep her here, her future is in Europe, hopefully in the Women's Soccer League in England. But Adelaide, you know, they welcome back Chelsea Dorber. She scored some of those amazing goals of the week last season before going over to Denmark, then coming back. They have a really, really good squad. And they, like I said, I think they're going to be challenging for the title. I think the top four are pretty, it's pretty open between them. I think there's four real serious contenders, but I really hope Sydney FC can get the win going into the Big Blue the following week at home. So, but it's going
to
be good.
You would like, you at least like one of your Sydney FC teams to win.
It's usually the women. It is usually the women.
Definitely is the women. But if you're wondering where the Western Sydney Wanderers women's side are, well, yes. Unbelievably, there is 11 teams in the A-League women's comp. So there is a bye each round, and the Western Sydney Wanderers women have it round one.
And I'm actually really excited to see your team play. I think you guys have.
Oh, I think they are going to be very good, and the RBB is excited.
Good. I hope you guys get around them because, you know, both me and you went to a few of the women's games last year and, you know, it was an all right turnout at that little training ground stadium, but you would like to see, like, Sydney FC has a Cove. They have a women's team, Capo. Shout out Michelle. But you want to see the RBB do the same. Get around these girls. Give them an atmosphere. Then we might be able to keep the big names like your Courtney Vines and your Alex Chidiaks and, you know, the good players who will probably eventually go back or go over to Europe. But, yeah, hopefully they get behind it. But just annoyed with this 11-team comp. Who the hell does a bye?
Oh, I blame MacArthur.
Yeah, not ready to come in this year. It's all their fault. Let's bash MacArthur on this one.
Yeah, oh, mate. Well, they don't even have a women's team, but we'll still bash MacArthur.
They don't care about women's football.
We are going to get ourselves in trouble one day. But look, A-League women's action kicks off this weekend. I'm so excited to have some football on at a regular time that I can watch over the weekend. Especially with the A-League men's out. So get around. We've got 4 weeks of just pure A-League women's action. Get around it. Go support your clubs. Go support the women. Absolutely. It is the fastest growing sport in Australia currently and in the world.
In the world,
absolutely massive. And we have ourselves a World Cup on home soil next year. So get around these women because you might see some of them wearing that green and gold next year.
Yeah, and you look at what the Matildas just did in a two-game stint. 6 goals, none conceded. Phenomenal performance. Tony, we said it on the show during the week. Tony Gustafsson seems to have it figured out, but yeah, get around it. Look what the Euros in England were like. They were selling out massive state, 80,000 tickets sold at some grounds. Wembley was a sellout for the final. Let's bring that here. Let's get our domestic league kicking, and then let's get that those World Cup stadiums packed, and then show the world that women's football's on. I mean, it is, like you said, the fastest growing sport. But let's continue carrying on that momentum from that European Championship, because that was honestly amazing to see as the father of a daughter to see women's football getting 80,000 people in a stadium at Wembley for a final. Yes, England was involved. But still, just to see that many people at a women's football match was phenomenal. And I love to see it. Let's bring it here. Let's get here.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And it's going to be good to have, as I said, some action this weekend. And welcoming the Women's A-League into the regular Circle and Rectangle show throughout.
Thank you.
But that is it. Jamie Brown, I will see you very soon.
Thanks for tuning in for this week's episode of the Circle and Rectangle Show. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. We love hearing from you guys, so please hit us up on our socials, the Circle and Rectangle Show on both Facebook and Instagram. Drop us an email, cinrshow@gmail.com or @cinrshow on both TikTok and Twitter. We'll see you all next week.